Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
How does LED lighting differ from traditional lighting? Let's go in-depth with Jason Prohaska with Sittler's LED Supplies. Jason, what does your company do?
So we focus on energy efficient LED lighting. And our main focus, besides the basic energy savings that you get from switching from conventional lighting to LED, is more the what we call non-energy benefits. So things like added productivity, added alertness in an office, learning and aptitude in schools for our students, things like safety in warehouses, safety in banks, outdoor lighting, things like that have security involved. So like I said, we not only focus on the money that you can save every month from your utility bill, but exactly how that lighting can affect each situation on a day-to-day basis.
Okay, and what is LED lighting? I don't even know what LED stands for.
So LED stands for light emitting diode. So basically it's just a diode on a circuit board with like a semiconductor that emits light. So it's something that kind of goes away from what we would call traditional metal-based lighting, your incandescence with a filament, your fluorescence, things like that, for with the high-intensity discharge that you see in a lot of gymnasiums and warehouses and outdoor lighting, to something that's much more efficient. In a lot of cases, it's going to be anywhere from 50 to 70, 80% more efficient wattage-wise than conventional lighting.
Well, I think the energy conservation is something that's sort of general knowledge, but I wasn't aware of the potential health benefits. You even told me LED lights will make me smarter, huh? More efficient?
Definitely, yeah. And if you think of it, so it basically has a lot to do with the chemical makeup of both humans and we do a lot of ag lighting as well, so animals as well. So if you think about it, 1,000 years ago, we weren't cooped up inside all the time. We were outdoor. And so the idea is that your serotonin, melatonin, cortisol levels, all the chemicals in your brain would react to the type of lighting environment that you were in. And now they call that human-centric lighting on a lighting basis. And basically what that means is, again, back 1,000 years ago, when you wake up in the morning, And the sun starts coming up, the different cycles of the sun throughout the day, it's creating a different reaction in your body to basically tell you, okay, you need to get up at noon. The sun is at its brightest, so the wavelengths and the color temperatures are going to change. And at that point, it's telling you basically you need to get up, be productive, be active, be alert. The hunter-gatherer mentality of the time of the day. And then as the afternoon and evening set in, you get more of the yellows and orange wavelengths. So that's basically telling you the chemical reaction in your brain that it's time to kind of wind down, relax, and get ready for rest. So now that we're indoors most of the time, what LED lighting specifically can do is be used in a manner to kind of mirror whatever chemical reaction that you want for any given application.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about LED lighting with Jason Prohaska with Sittler's LED Supplies. So let's say that I manage a big manufacturing plant, that you can set up the LED light system in the plant that could help make workers healthier, more productive, and generally better off.
Yeah, so picture it as a level of alertness. So if you're giving off a wavelength in that yellow to orange color, your body's basically telling you, hey, it's time to take a nap, time to go to sleep. So a lot of times in even in traditional lighting, think of fluorescence, they're putting off, or back in the day, they would recommend some of those warmer colors in an office environment. And what we found now is that if we can increase that, what they call color temperature. So basically, the higher the color temperature, the, for lack of a better term, the whiter or brighter perception of the light is. So that brighter, bluer, you know, you get into some of that white, they call it daylight. So if you get into those colors, that's kind of when it's you're going to be at your most alert and, in a sense, most productive. So
fluorescent lights have always really bothered me. And here we're sitting under fluorescent lights. I think I read about them not being good for us since I was a kid. And yet still we've used them all the time in office factory settings. Why is that? Why do we do that?
Well, I think a lot of it had to do with the technology of the day. So, you know, as technology advances, whether it be manufacturing, you know, computers, phones, you name it, lighting is the same concept. So, you know, as we've learned more and got into things like LED, you know, in the back in 10, 15 years ago, fluorescents were our only option. So we really didn't have, you know, a whole lot of other mechanisms to put out light. Now I think you'll find that, you know, even throughout Iowa is one of the more early adoption type states for LED. So, you know, we're looking at the adoption rate somewhere around 12 to 15% from what I call conventional lighting to LED. So I think you'll see that, you know, obviously continue to increase to the point where, you know, somewhere in the, in my opinion, 7 to 10 years from now, you won't see hardly any fluorescence. And what goes along with that is the, you know, you hear the hum and the buzzing that, that the fluorescent fixtures give off. They give off a lot of UV type light, which isn't going to be necessarily good for our eyes and for the environment. Think of things like if you've ever been into a clothing store, if clothing sits under that UV light long enough, it's called a UV burn. So basically, you're going to get a lot of discoloration. So obviously, that's not good for a retail setting. So a lot of retail and commercial spaces like that are moving to LED as well. So what we try to educate people on is just the simple fact that when they pigeonhole LEDs as energy efficient lighting, there's so many other benefits that people aren't really understanding or seeing that play along with it as well.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about LED lighting with Jason Prohaska with Sittler's LED Supplies. Well, one of the most interesting things that you said was how it could help kids in schools, that make them more attentive, make them better learners. I mean, that's just incredibly important.
Yeah, so what they've showed is that test scores based on these color temperatures and wavelength of the light that I've talked about can be increased if you increase the light levels, increase the color temperature. It will actually help your kids with reading scores, for instance. And it actually goes along the way with other applications like keeping your kids calm. You know, certain age levels have a better, I mean, you can imagine if you have kids, right? When they're younger, it may be nap time. So we can control, LEDs are easily controlled. So we can control the light to a lower level that will have a, think nap time, a calming effect. And then, or if they get back from recess and they're all geared up, okay, we can decrease the light level at that point to get them ready to get back into the classroom setting. The same way, if you think of, you know, I have teenagers at home. So you think of, they get up in the morning, they can't hardly get out of bed and they're tired. When they get to school, you don't want to have them be an environment where, again, they have fluorescent lighting that's calming them down or putting them to sleep more. So at that point, at that age level, you really want to focus on having that alert, productive type of lighting.
I bet that really impacts the behaviors of some of our special needs kids.
Definitely, yeah, and we've actually done some projects. That's a great question, because there's almost, think of what they call calm areas or calm rooms, where they have some special needs kids that have a really hard time, for whatever reason, calming themselves down. We can use that lighting and that environment to definitely help them calm themselves down and get ready to go back into a classroom or a interactive environment.
So am I overreaching by saying that perhaps, you know, lives can be changed? It seems that lives can be changed just by having the right kind of light in our lives.
Definitely. I mean, you know, whether it's in your house, whether it's at a school, we do a lot of projects with nursing homes, hospitals, prisons, you know, all these different areas where you can't just pigeonhole one type of lighting environment because you're trying to get a different effect based on, you know, you don't want to have people in a prison have the same type of lighting that you have in our school system or in a hospital or a nursing home. So you can definitely change the mood and the productivity. And so in a sense, yeah, definitely change people's lives in a sense.
Are the systems hard to control? Let's just say that it's in a hospital. I mean, are there different light switches everywhere, different LED lights you turn off and on? Is there a learning curve, or does it come with a set of instructions?
Yeah, definitely. And they're getting better at that. You know, that's one of the areas that we definitely focus on, is to try to educate ourselves and the controls. In the past, for fluorescence and conventional lighting have been kind of, there's been a financial burden or hurdle to get over, so that they haven't, you can control a fluorescent light with dimming, but you're going to have to put a dimmable ballast in, and you're going to have a dimmer on the wall. And LEDs are a similar technology, but they're a lot more cost effective, and you can do a lot more things with LEDs versus fluorescence. So.
And while they're more expensive, as I understand it, just starting out, they pay for themselves over the long run.
Definitely, definitely. And there is a lot of utility rebates and incentives as well.
So you're based out of Washington, Iowa, yep. But you work all over the state and beyond, I presume.
Yeah, so our focus is definitely on Iowa. So we're an Iowa-based company. We've been doing lighting since 1977. So in some fashion. So we've basically evolved as the technology of lighting has evolved. And obviously, since we're into the LED predominantly now, that's the technology that we focus on. But I have sales consultants throughout the state of Iowa, Minnesota, South and North Dakota, and we're looking to expand into Illinois as well. So we're definitely a Midwestern-based company, very hands-on. So it's kind of hard for us to get too far out as far as the reach goes, but yeah, definitely an Iowa-based company.
So have you done enough LEDs now over the years where there's been sort of a long-term set of observations that maybe clients have been able to come to some patterns and shared some conclusions about how things got better or different or whatever? Do you have any stories like that?
Sure, yeah, and I think that the biggest story, I guess, that I can give with that is when we go back into kind of a follow-up with customers and go in and say, hey, you know what, years ago we always said, has your utility bill gone down? Have you seen all these financial benefits that we kind of touted at the beginning of our sales cycle? And this is, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. And the first thing that they say is, I don't know, I haven't really checked that, but I tell you what, our employees are a lot happier. They love the light. Our maintenance people haven't had to change a light bulb for a year. So what we saw is a big emotional experience with the lighting, not necessarily a financial experience they had. So the biggest descriptor that I have is people make an emotional decision and they justify it financially. Well, then you come back to them and they don't really talk about the finances. They just talk about how much better the light levels are than they used to be. So,
and happiness of workers, productivity, all.
Definitely, definitely, yeah. And I think think about a warehouse that I went into one time, and the, you know, the, call it the management side, you know, they have the things they look at and the feedback that they hear. But when you go out, I always like to go out and talk to the people that are actually, for lack of a better term, doing the work, if you will. And that's where I get the feedback, you know, like, hey, I can, I feel safer driving the forklift around because we can actually see what we're doing and you know, the accidents and the errors and the anxiety that people like that go through on a day-to-day basis are lessened. So that kind of makes us feel good that we can impact, you know, something as simple as a forklift driver in a warehouse.
Thanks to Jason Prohaska for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.